Morning, and guess what? We got Jet and Dom here to tell you all about the news that is important for us to hear.
Good morning, Brisbane. In local news, the Multicultural Queensland program. It will see $950,000 in new funding for organisations to promote unity and inclusion. This year, the Queensland government is funding 125 events and festivals that celebrate the state's multiculturalism. If applicants are successful, they will receive a share of funds. Multicultural Affairs Minister Charis Mullen says we will see Queenslanders getting involved in our cultural heritage. Applications close on June 30, 2024 for events in 2025. The Australian Medical Association calls for increased training, clearer career pathways and support for international medical graduates. State's regional health system relies on the work of recent overseas graduates, but is failing to give them vital support with future career opportunities. The AMA says there is a strong need for development of productive training pathways to meet the needs of doctors and patients in regional communities. AMA Queensland President Dr. Amelia Dowey says they are calling on Queensland Health to engage with the medical board and universities to identify the number of doctors required for training places available.
In national news, 10 days paid leave is being demanded by Australian unions for workers tackling IVF treatment and post-vasectomy recovery. The Queensland government has already agreed to 10 days reproductive leave for all its public servants. ACTU President Michelle O'Neill says too many workers are forced to bow out of employment. This needs to end. This proposed policy also aims to be an inclusive one. Men will also be able to access reproductive leave for fertility treatment, prostate screening, and vasectomy surgery recovery. In other national news, researchers at the University of Melbourne, Tribhuvan University in Nepal, and the University of Florence are teaming up to help villagers in Nepal accurately predict landslides. Through the use of artificial intelligence, scientists can monitor satellite images of Earth taken by NASA, the European Space Agency, and the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency to identify when rain-soaked ground is about to give way. This new forecasting system, called Safe Risks, will protect people living in the shadows of these natural disasters, ensuring alerts can be released days or even weeks in advance. University of Melbourne scientist Professor Antoinette Tortosilis is leading the project and says 59% of Nepal's population is in danger of landslides, with the country having one of the world's highest deaths per capita due to this natural disaster. For your weather today, Brisbane can expect sunny conditions all day with westerly winds of 15 to 20 kilometres per hour. It is currently a chilly 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 21 today. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That is all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.